Welcome to Falcon and Focus Podcast. I'm Danica Tramberg, joined today by men's baseball head coach, Eddie Morgan. Thank you so much for joining me today, Eddie.
Great. Glad to be here.
I guess we'll kind of just start off with how and where you began your career.
Well, I'm entering my fourth year here at Concordia, and it's been a tremendous 4 years. Prior to Concordia, I was the head coach at the University of Wisconsin-Superior, way up north where it's quite cold, but used to that lake breeze. So I went from one lake to another. Also spent the last four summers as the field manager for the Lakeshore Chinook. So it's baseball year-round for us, and it's been a blast since we've been down here at Concordia. And we've got a great present right now, and we've got a great future ahead of us.
Awesome. So not only coaching for Concordia, but also the Lakeshore Chinooks. What does your job entail with the Chinooks?
Well, I'm a head coach, so it's a little different, obviously, from Concordia, where we're doing a lot more teaching when it comes to instruction. With the Chinooks, it's more managing the players and dealing a lot with the grind of an internship of professional baseball. That's what we're training them for, and dealing with some of the adversity that follows with playing the game every day and the mental toughness aspect of it, and trying to work with players from all over the country with different backgrounds, from different programs, who have different mindsets. So it's definitely a challenge, but it allows me an opportunity to work on my craft, to be a better coach, to bring back different aspects of training and the game aspect to Concordia. And I think it's a huge benefit, and very blessed that Concordia allows me the opportunity to work in the summer with these guys, because it definitely is going to not only help the current players here at Concordia, but also helps with recruiting, knowing that I've had the opportunity to work with now over 60 draft picks, including two first-round draft picks, and bring that experience back to Concordia. And I guess I would consider myself a very eclectic coach, that I'm bringing a little bit from everywhere. You know, I've worked with players from Arizona State to UCLA to Florida, and I get inside their programs, and so I kind of pick and choose what I like and what I don't like, and bring it back to Concordia. And it definitely is helping with our player development, but also our team development here at Concordia.
How do you kind of transform your coaching styles from that high level summer league and then into Division III coaching these men?
Yeah, it's different. The game is obviously faster. Arm speed, bat speed, just the intelligent and the instinct aspect of the game during the summer. And that's probably the biggest difference. Baseball is baseball, whether it's Little League or whether it's pro baseball. It's just different types of athletes. Probably the thing that is very similar between Concordia and what I face in the summer is the mental side of the game. And that's something that we take very seriously, and we try to simplify the mental game. It's a tough game. You go 0-4, you feel like you failed your team, but we've kind of turned that negative into a positive. Well, did you get three quality at bats? And if you produce some good at bats and it just didn't, you didn't get a hit, well, you're doing something well for the team. And so we try to take what's the difficult part of the game and try to see, hey, can we turn that into a positive? And so that's probably the biggest thing that we take between the two.
Awesome. And so you're just talking about hitting. How are the hitters looking this year for Concordia baseball?
We're pretty experienced when it comes to our position players on this year's roster. Guys like Matt Schubert and Nate Tyson and Dan Ranieri, those guys, Isaac Taves, those guys are the ones that are going to kind of carry our offense. We'll go as they go. We lost a lot of arms from last year. Almost 90% of our innings were lost due to graduation. And we've got a lot of young arms. We've got plenty of pitchers. It's just whether or not they're going to evolve and develop as fast as we want them. So particularly early on, I think it's really going to be dependent on where our offense carries us. We've implemented a little new wrinkle into our offense. We're doing something a little different with our base running to try to create a little bit more havoc on the base pass, to try to create some more runs.
Welcome back to the second half of our podcast. Let's look at the week that was and the week that is. Men's hockey season came to an end, and they finished 13-11-1 overall and 10-9-1 in conference. Women's hockey finished as well at 10-13-2 overall and 6-10-2 in conference. Men and women's basketball ended their seasons in the regional Championship this past weekend as the men lost to Aurora Sunday and the women lost to Lakeland on Saturday. Track and field finished with the men in third place and the women taking second last Saturday at the NAC Championship, where Nora and Pearl also won Track Athlete of the Week. And for wrestling, they had the regional final where Mason Baumgartner was first at 197, followed by Mason Merchner with second. And then softball begins their season with three wins, first against UW Oshkosh, Northland, and then Stevens Point, and one loss against UW Superior. The men's tennis team had two losses to both UW La Crosse and Judson, both 9-0. Men's lacrosse has begun their season on a winning streak with two victories against Dubuque and Olivet. This past week, acrobatics and tumbling had a win against Adrian at Georgetown. Now, for the week that is, baseball begins their season with back-to-back-to-back games this Friday, 9 p.m., Saturday, 3 p.m., and Sunday at noon, all at Chapman. Women's lacrosse begins their season next Wednesday at Carthage at 5:30, and then Friday have a home opener at 3 o'clock against Augustana. Men's lacrosse this week will be playing Wednesday at Elmhurst beginning at 5 p.m. and Friday at Augustana at 7 p.m. This Friday, the men's tennis team hosts North Central at 6 p.m. as well as hosting Lake Superior Saint at 2 p.m. and St. Norbert at 6 p.m., both at home. Friday, March 3rd, select track and field individuals head to Carthage to partake in the final qualifier at 3:30. Thursday, March 9th, acrobatics and tumbling will face Hawaii Pacific at home at 7 p.m. Wrestlers Mason Baumgartner and Mason Merchner head to the UW Lacrosse to compete for national titles, both March 10th and 11th. Softball's next games are Saturday, March 11th, away against Granton at 8 and Milliken at 10:30. Visit cwfalcons.com for live coverage links to watch and follow events this week. And don't forget to tune in next week for a feature story on one of Concordia's very own athletes or coaches. I'm Danica Tranberg. Thank you for listening to Falcon and Focus podcast.